You're listening to SBS News.
Tamil asylum seeker Maravan doesn't want to be identified because he fears his family back home might be targeted. He says he was arrested and tortured by Sri Lankan government forces for his political activism.
I totally feel I lost my life there because the time is they are shooting many Tamil people.
The now 41-year-old escaped and fled here by boat in 2013, seeking protection. His case is still going through the courts. He, along with members of the Tamil community, are shocked by news the federal government has given the Sri Lankan police 5 aerial surveillance drones to, quote, support crime fighting in the country. Aaron Malvaganam is a spokesperson for the Tamil Refugee Council.
They have been targeting Tamils, human rights activists, Muslim communities, and when Australian government supplies them with security equipment, all it means is putting these people's lives at risk.
It's not the first time Australia has assisted Sri Lanka. In 2013, the Abbott government donated 2 patrol boats to the country in a bid to end people smuggling, a move that was criticised at the time by human rights advocates. More than a decade after the end of the civil war between government forces and Tamil separatists, observers say the country's rule of law and human rights situation remains a matter of grave concern, particularly since the 2019 election of Gotabaya Rajapaksa. Alison Batterson is an Australian lawyer who specialises in complex cases for long-term detained asylum seekers.
Fact remains that the same government that was in power during the Civil War and at the end of the Civil War, when a large number of atrocities and disappearances happened, is now back in power.
Meenakshi Ganguly is the South Asia Director at Human Rights Watch.
We have seen increased surveillance in the northern areas, which are Tamil majority areas. We have seen a lot of the activists and victim families have started complaining about visits from security agencies, threats, intimidation.
Professor Damien Kingsbury from Deakin University argues Australia, which shares a close relationship with Sri Lanka, should be using its power and influence to ensure there's an end to oppression of minority groups in the country.
I think that Australia and the Australian government and its institutions such as the Australian Border Force really ought to look at the reasons why people want to leave countries such as Sri Lanka and try to address the problems at the root, at the cause, rather than to bottle them up to continue to support governments which repress their own people.
Sri Lanka's Prime Minister's office did not respond to a request for comment. In the Department of Foreign Affairs' latest country report on Sri Lanka, it noted the risk of torture perpetrated by either military intelligence or police forces has decreased since the end of the civil conflict and is no longer state-sponsored. Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.